This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information, head to joy.org.au.
Hey, Paul, how do you like to wake up on a Saturday morning?
What, with you?
No, I mean with you.
Wake up, it's a beautiful morning.
This is Joy Weekend Breakfast on Joy 94.9.
Jono, we got a guest with us.
We do. Now, this lucky man is on the other side of the country. It's the place to be at the moment. Peter Cummins, are you there on the line?
I am here. Good morning.
Hello. It's so weird to have you on the show. I received an email from our interview coordinator. Said, would you like to do an interview with this artist, Peter Cummins? I said, this artist, Peter Cummins, is my friend. Of course we would.
I am indeed your friend.
Welcome to the show. It's so exciting to have you on Joy Weekend Brekkie, which of course broadcasts around this great country. So we love having people from all other states. How are you going over there in the West?
I'm good, actually. It's a very beautiful day here today. It's gorgeous and sunny and blue skies, so I can't complain.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about you got some shows coming up with your show, Dear Divas. Now, the backstory to this is that you were cancelled earlier in the year for COVID reasons at the Perth Fringe, but you're coming back. You're doing it at Connections Nightclub. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, so unfortunately we had a lockdown earlier in the year, so my run was cancelled, but I've decided to put it back on and do it at Connection. So it's called Dear Divas, A Love Letter, and it's basically all the female powerhouse divas that inspired me to become a singer growing up in the 90s in Perth.
I love that.
It's a great idea, Peter. I think one, you know, you've got so many power ballads to choose from. How did you actually narrow down the song choice? Because you've got some absolute corkers in there, haven't you?
Yes. So it was quite difficult. And there are obviously some people that I had to leave out. But, you know, growing up, there were very specific moments in time and people that inspired me. So say, like, the movie musical genre as a child, so Julie Andrews, Judy Garland, and then obviously the height of the diva, I think, was like the mid to late 90s with Mariah Carey and Celine Dion, and then the introduction of people like Christina Aguilera, Tina Arena. So yeah, that's kind of, I really just chose the people that I used to love singing when I was, you know, growing up.
Hey, Peter, I know this because I know you, but I think it's worth just having a little chat about, you know, you say in the press release and stuff around the show that, you know, growing up in Perth in the 90s as a young gay kid who was still figuring out what that actually meant was a tricky time. And so, you know, these divas kind of helped you through and were a place for you to kind of escape and just and be yourself. What do you think is kind of different about Perth now? Do you think it's changed since you were a kid?
I really do, actually. You know, as I'm sure you're fully aware, just Perth in the 90s was, you know, it was a very sheltered, small city, and I feel like we've really come into our own now. I've spent the last 17 years living in London and have moved back to Perth because of, you know, Corona and all the stuff that's been happening. And yeah, I've noticed a huge difference, especially in the gay community. I feel like people are so open to express themselves. They kind of play with gender roles and, you know, they're not afraid to go out to a club and wear heels or bright colored clothing. And I feel like, you know, in the 90s when we were growing up, that would have absolutely never have happened.
Absolutely. No way. Hey, we've been talking about connections a little bit over the last couple of weeks here at on Jono's the show.
Pete, I've got to tell you, Jono's been reminiscing because he obviously flits between the East and the West, but we were talking about some of his younger days and some of his shenanigans at Connections.
Yes, I mean, we've all had shenanigans at Connections, I think. And I did say
I
that it was...
a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage. It's a rite of passage. But doing a cabaret show at a place like Connections, like, it is very much a different venue than it was in the past. Like, tell us a little bit about how the show will play at a club like Connections.
Yeah, well, actually, the venue's been amazing because anyone that has ever been there, especially in the past, would know how much it has changed. It went from kind of a little staircase up to the second floor with a tiny dance floor, and now it's, you know, this kind of three-leveled club with an amazing outdoor terrace and all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, they're really catering more towards local acts, and they set it up cabaret style. So I think for me and story that I'm telling and kind of the genre of music, it works perfectly in that venue.
Yeah, wonderful.
Peter, I've got to ask you as well, I'm from the UK, as you probably recognise from my accent, and lived in London a long time. Having spent so much time over there and returning back to Australia, how have you found the vibe over here compared to what was going on in London? Because obviously they're very, very different places. But from a queer person returning to, I guess, your familial home, how have you found that transition back again?
Well, I'll be honest, it has been hard because 17 years away is a very long time. And so, you know, London has kind of become my second home, and you have your friends and you're used to a way of life there. But I think there's definitely pros and cons, and it is so chill in Perth, which is such, you know, a positive way to live your life. And just, it's so much easier to get around. And yeah, but obviously it's significantly smaller.
It's for sure.
It's a beautiful part of it. You've never been to Perth, have you?
Yeah, several times.
Oh, you have, right. Yeah. It's a beautiful part of the country. Yeah, I just think it's and I think coronavirus, I'm sure you'll agree, Peter, has done, you know, it's made so many people kind of move home or move to other places, and in a way, one of the good things about it is that, you know, you're able to kind of reconnect with places and people that you wouldn't normally have done. And I think that's true in the case of Peter and I. Like, we'd known each other, but not very well, but kind of reconnected in Perth and socialized a bit and introduced each other to each other's friends. And I stole Peter's musical director for my show. And you know what I mean? Like, there's a kind of like networking happening over there and in other parts of the country. That is actually a really beautiful byproduct.
Well, it's happened all across your industry. No, not just for you in musical theatre, but also, you know, we talked about the big movie stars, you know, Nicole Kidman coming back, Keith Urban, you know, they're all over here. Yeah. Now, Peter, I think the good thing about your show, and I love the divas you've got in there, it's about you're taking control and, you know, you're going to be in charge of your performance. I've got to ask you, favourite song in the show?
Oh, that's tough. And my lovely musical director, which, as John said, he has stolen, but I've willingly allowed him to do that because he's that good, is we've come up with a little medley of some Tina Arena stuff. So it's Burn, Chains, and Symphony of Life. So it's that kind of medley. I don't know. I'm just obsessed with Tina Arena. I love her voice. I love her music. So...
I've actually seen the medley. I've seen it performed, and anyone listening in Perth, get along and see the show because it's spectacular. And as we say, like Daniel Griffin, who's Peter's MD, is it's a performance. He kind of is a performance on his own anyway. He's that good that you know you really feel as a singer that you're kind of working
fully
with.
Supported.
Yeah. Hey, Peter. Yeah. How do we get tickets? When is it on? How do people come and see the show?
Yeah, so you can get tickets through Eventbrite. Head there, check out Dear Divas, A Love Letter, and it's on the 20th and 21st of August at 8 p.m. at Connections Nightclub in Northbridge.
Heaven, and one more question before we go, because we have been asking our listeners this morning, what's your What's your favourite, not that you're in lockdown, but if you were, what's your favourite lockdown movie of all time?
This was an easy answer. It would definitely be Mean Girls.
Yes. Great film.
So good.
Great film.
So good. Yeah.
Get on it. Peter, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dear Divas, a love letter taking place at Connections Nightclub, August 20th and 21st over in Perth. Get your tickets from Eventbrite. Peter, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day over there in Perth in the beautiful sunshine.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.